Engine, powered by Junior Achievement of Western Massachusetts, bringing you insights and interviews from entrepreneurs and innovators to help you own your economic success.
Hello and welcome to The Engine. I am your host, Tom Fox, business advisor. If you got problems, I build you solutions. To learn more, please visit my website, tomfox.com, T-H-O-M-F-O-X.com. And the show is brought to you by Junior Achievement of Western Massachusetts, where we help kids own their economic success. We teach them financial literacy, work readiness, and, of course, entrepreneurship. Joining us today, we have Derek Allard, which is the founder of Tunnel 7.
That is correct, yes.
So now you are an entrepreneur. You've been in business, what, 4 or 5 years-ish?
Actually, Tunnel 7 started about 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
But it's been full-time for 5 years now.
So. Okay, so you transitioned. So you did like some people do is, you know, they let me build something on the side.
Exactly.
Get a good client base going, build my reputation, and then transition into that.
Yeah, that was the model. Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
All right. So I want to circle back to that because I think that's a good conversation as well. But I wanted to talk about about you have an upcoming workshop.
Correct.
With the MSBDC that's going on. And when is that?
So, yes, the workshop is on April 30th. So that, I believe, is next Thursday from 9 to 12 for the MSBDC right up here in Springfield, 1 Federal Street. I'm going to be talking about internet marketing in 2015. Do's and don'ts, that's the official title. It's going to help, you know, small businesses in the area to really have a more of a strategic approach to their marketing. You know, people come to me and say, oh, I have social media, I have email marketing. And really, in my mind, those things aren't things to have, they're things to use. So we're going to kind of dig deeper. What are their goals? What strategies can they have? And hopefully come away with, you know, smarter way to do things smarter for their small businesses.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. How'd your journey start?
That's a good question. It started many years ago now. I actually went to school for creative and professional writing. That was my degree and graduated. Obviously, that wasn't paying the bills and went back to school for computers and web design and web development. And that was, about 14 years ago now. And yeah, so I started by working with a lot of area companies, everything from small studios to kind of big corporate environments. And in the back of my head, I said, you know, I'd love to run my own business someday. And so that was always there. And so, like I was saying, you know, I started kind of as a side project, started building up some clients, and just over time kind of developed a reputation of being somebody that's, you know, reputable and can kind of steer people in a smart direction. And that's been really the driver for the success for the last 5 years, paying the bills and having a little extra too, which is nice. So, yeah.
So, you know, a lot of times, well, I'll just ask you, do you consider yourself an entrepreneur?
You know, as I was driving down here, I was thinking about that because I'm probably not the best, you know, classic entrepreneur type. But maybe
the Merriam-Webster Dictionary would say you are an entrepreneur, someone that accepts, that takes risks.
That's true.
In order to pursue financial gain.
Yeah. So I guess in that traditional definition, then yes, I guess I would be
an entrepreneur. I bring that up because a lot of small business owners would never accuse themselves of being an entrepreneurial. But the fact is they are. They took a large risk on something that's an unknown many times. And in order, you know, sometimes that risk pays off, sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really good about the experience is I think where people get confused about entrepreneurship is what happens if there's a failure. You know, we see people with the entrepreneurial spirit look at that more so as a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, wow, I won't do that again. If some people get crushed by that. It really all depends. But I think, you know, when I think the view of entrepreneurship is, you know, failure, succession, whatever. PayPal being an example, someone told me once that was the fourth or fifth business that those guys started or they started because it was like, you know, first few bombed or whatever. But you took those lessons and you learned.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage small business owners, you know, you're taking a risk. You know, you're putting you're working without a high wire, you know, without a net, so to speak.
Yep.
You know, you have good months and you have bad months. Trust me, I know.
That's
you know
true.
Those things. I'm like, oh my God, this is great. Next month you're like, wow.
Yes.
I wonder if Burger King is hiring. That would be fantastic right now.
Right.
So it can be very challenging. So now you, and obviously one of the big challenges I see, and when you talk about like social media, and I think as this is going on, as this is airing today, is going to be PodCamp Western Massachusetts, which is going on at HCC.
Correct. Yeah.
And that was a good unconference that happened. It's got to be 6-7 years now that that's going on, maybe a little bit more. But that was bringing people together to talk about the new world at that time of social media.
Yes.
And it's evolved. Although things have evolved in social media, some things have stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
I think people have finally come around to the understanding that it's engagement. It's not just pushing messaging at people. It is involving. I actually read a really good article this morning about Coke and New Coke. It's the 30th anniversary of New Coke. And what they were saying, even though Coca-Cola will call it a tremendous failure at this point, they said, we did learn one important thing. We learned that we no longer controlled our brand, because what happened was there was this huge push, and it was a group that organized around it, and they actually had petition signings. There was a group of people that were hardcore fanatics of Coca-Cola, and they made them change the formula of New Coke back to Classic Coke. And it took them 2 years, but that was an important lesson. That was the 80s, but when we look at something like that and you get into social media— that was always the interesting thing with me with social media. You no longer own your brand. It's the community owns that. And that's fascinating.
Yeah.
And to your point, you don't do social media. I believe you said something like that, or I have social media.
Yeah.
I do it. It's not. It's more hands-on than that.
It is. I think, you know, the clients that I'm thinking of over the years who have had success are those that, you know, do use social media and do use these other tools. You know, in this day and age, there's kind of a lot of quick fixes that are put forth, particularly for small, mid-sized business owners. And, you know, if all those things worked, then everyone would do them and it'd be perfect. But each client's a little bit different. Each client has different needs. So, you know, you have to really kind of dig under the surface. What is this unique about you? What's your unique selling proposition? Why are you better than the competition? And then figure all that stuff out and then kind of put on the social media or the email marketing or your website. They all have to work together to really be successful in my experience. And those clients that embrace that are the ones that really have thrived over the years. And those that are thinking, oh, well this quick fix over here is going to do that for us. And you know, I haven't had a lot of success with those kind of quick fix type scenarios. If it was easier, I would love it because it would make my life so much easier. But I think you really have to do your homework. You really have to kind of dig a little deeper to kind of get at what your goals are and things like that.
But social media is strategy. I mean, at the end of the day, because even in my line of work, I explain to people that demographics aren't customers.
Mm-hmm.
In order to understand why somebody does something, we have to understand the decision-making factors leading up to that action.
Yes.
Now, social media gives you that opportunity. I had a meeting with Dakin a few weeks ago, Dakin Humane Society.
Yep.
And they were telling me a wonderful story that, you know, they have a very engaged social media presence or a following. They said they put out, they were looking for a dog that got lost.
Yep.
And they said, we had like 400 people, like, how do I help? And, you know, people, volunteers showing up and scouring the streets. And that's phenomenal. That's engaging somebody on a platform. You're not pushing information at them. You're engaging them in conversation, talking about things that matter to them.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, you create that philosophy. And I'm not going to say it the right way they did, but their philosophy over there was every pet has a human. Now, you know, or something like that, and that comes through in their messaging, and that's to me is someone that has embraced social media and said, "How do I use this as a very good tool to meet my mission?"
Yes, and I think they're a really good example because you know, I do a lot of volunteer work for them, and they believe in what they're doing, and that shows through in their social media,
absolutely,
in all of those types of things, and. And there's something to be said, too. You know, it's hard not to like little puppies and little kitties and things like that.
Trust me, I'm on a board, and every time, you know, Valley Gibbs rolled around, they're like, all right, well, we don't have puppies and kitties that we're pushing out there. And Dakin just, like, raking into cash that day. But
right.
It's
but
true,
they put
right?
a lot of effort into it.
Oh, no, they do. They
and
do.
That's, you know, that's, that I would argue is really what drives their success.
Absolutely.
Yes, the puppies and kitties absolutely help, But there's people there that really believe strongly in, you know, their mission and things of that nature.
And also strategy, too.
And strategy, yeah.
You know, like you said, they believe in this, but they also, in order to make that happen, you have to have a strategy to get the messaging out there, engage with people.
Exactly.
And give them good information that's helpful to them.
Yes.
So give us the name of the workshop again, because we're going to take our first break in a moment, but I want to make sure you get an opportunity to talk about
the
workshop.
Sure, sure. So the workshop is called Internet Marketing in 2015, Do's and Don'ts. It is April 30th from 9 to 12 at the MSBDC here in Springfield, and there are a few spots still available, so if you're interested, you can go online to my website, tunnel7.com, and right on the homepage there's a link where you can go to register and get it all done.
All right, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about social media, what people are going to learn in the workshop, and delve a little bit more into how things are changing in 2015 with social media. So we're talking with Derek Allard, the founder of Tunnel 7, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Engine on News Radio 560 WHYN. Hello and welcome back to The Engine. I am your host, Tom Fox, business advisor. You can learn more about me at my website, which is tomfox.com, T-H-O-M-F-O-X.com. And we're here today. Oh, I'm sorry. And the show is brought to you by Junior Achievement of Western Massachusetts, where we help kids own their economic success. We teach them financial literacy, work readiness, and of course, entrepreneurship. You can learn more about Junior Achievement by visiting jawm.org. See, Derek, we don't have a net around here either, apparently. We're just going to trip over things and just keep going. That's the
good
entrepreneurial way. Smack your head into the wall.
Exactly.
Get up. So we're talking with Derek Allard. He's the founder of Tunnel 7, been in business 10 years, five of which has been on your, full-time.
Correct.
At this, building yourself a company. You've made it past the Terrible Twos, which is fantastic. I'm in the middle of the Terrible Twos, and it's not fantastic.
You'll get there.
It's just a fun, you're like, wow, you got to grow this thing, and like, wow, what's all this? I didn't anticipate that. Oh, what's this?
Yes.
Oh, what's another thing? Yeah, so it's always fun, and it's a lot of learning, which is why it's important as business owners, I think, and other professionals as well. There's got to be a lot of professional development that goes into your life, especially with the way, at the rate of innovation and things that are happening nowadays. Mm-hmm. So you're here, we're talking a little bit today about the workshop you have coming up at the MSBDC. It's Internet Marketing, and is it?
Correct. Internet Marketing in 2015, Do's and Don'ts.
Do's and Don'ts. So with that, you know, a lot of people, I always want to smack somebody with a 16-inch long salmon every time they call themselves a social media guru.
Yeah.
That does nothing more. And someone called me a guru once, and I almost knocked him off the bar. So I hate that one. I don't know why. I there is no guru. I'm not a swami. Maybe a Sherpa. I'll guide you somewhere. But guru, I have no idea. That's all flesh to me. It's substance. And like anything else in life, things have to be based on results. And
yes.
Social media, in many respects, has to be results driven. There need to be metrics in place. What do you want to get out of it? I was working with the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission, and we're building this social media platform for their plan for progress. And what we did was we went through each item. We want to be on this platform. Why do we want to be there? Because our customers are there. Fantastic. What do we want to achieve when we're there? We want to get 5% traction, blah, blah, blah. You have something to track. And now if it's not going right, you can revisit that plan.
Yeah.
It's not just, let me throw up a bunch of tweets.
Exactly. And as you're talking about that, I'm thinking, you know, last year I was working with the Hampshire County Regional Tourism Council, and that exact scenario was one of the things we talked about. I mean, they have the visithampshirecounty.com website, and they were looking to do some new things. And like, oh, why are we doing those? And why? And in their scenario, we actually scaled back some of their social media stuff so we could focus more heavily on some of the things that were working. And all of that was based around analytics. So we were kind of looking at, oh, well, we have this thing over here on this obscure social media platform. It really isn't getting us anything, but, oh, Twitter and Facebook is working pretty well. Maybe we should invest a little bit more there. So it's always like trial and error when you do these things with optimization or social media or anything. Yes, absolutely, you have to have a strategy. You have to know what you're aiming at. And metrics are, I'm a bit of an analytics junkie, so I can, you know, go off on that forever, but I won't. but yeah.
But you don't come from. Anything that you do, be it social media, business strategy, growth, whatever it is, how do you gauge your success without having a metric? You need to know that you're either meeting your hey, you could exceed it, to your point. Hey, listen, Facebook and Twitter for the tourism, you know, seem to be, those just working pretty good.
Yes.
Let's keep looking at that. And that's, yeah, I think, where I get nervous at the gurus, because they're like, well, just get on every platform.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm selling like a drill bit, I'm nowhere putting that on Pinterest, because that's right. Like 94% females. And listen, there are some females out there that appreciate drill bits.
Yes.
I understand that.
Yes.
However, there's no sense putting a bucket of resources into something, yeah, like that. So it starts with a little bit of the, who's my customer?
Yeah.
And to your point, what I love that what you just said is, what do we want to do here? What do we want to get? And that's yeah, how that has to come out like that. And the analytics, looking at where you are, gaining success.
Exactly.
Building on that.
Yeah, the analytics, it will help guide you for that. It's so obvious. And as you were talking, I'm thinking a lot of times clients have a hard time pulling back the reins and being realistic about resources and things of that nature. Even large organizations that I've worked with, one of the biggest challenges is, okay, who's actually going to be doing your social media? You know, and yes, you can bring in a guru, and some of them I've met are very good. Some of them I met are, you know, not very good. But it's more genuine when it comes from you directly. And finding that person in your organization who loves this stuff and has the time to devote to it and knows the nuances of all the different social media channels, that's probably the person that should be in charge. Maybe it's not the CEO who, you know, not to stereotype, but older people tend to not like Facebook a whole heck of a lot because, oh, unless it's their kids or their grandkids. But for a business sense, you know, I've kind of run into some friction with that. So resources are huge. Finding what those are, a strategy. And yeah, you have to measure it. Otherwise, you're just kind of guessing. And I hate guessing with anything marketing because you're paying money or you're paying time investments. You're making these huge investments. You should get something from that. It can't just be, you know, we're doing it because everyone else is doing it. No, no, no. You have to kind of pull back and say why we're doing it. We want to get to X. We want to grow 5% over here. We need X number of followers to get our message out to this particular segment. And there's a lot of different strategies you can use to do that. But if you're not doing that kind of work up front, it is a lot of just kind of shooting in the dark and hoping. And that's tends not to work super well. There are exceptions to that rule, but in general, you know, you have to do that homework, do the grunt work, and those results will kind of come from that.
When I started doing marketing, probably on a larger scale, late 90s, there was an old saying that was, 50% of my marketing works, I just couldn't tell you which 50%.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, with, that has always been a big challenge. I mean, there's ways you can overcome that now, where they were able to overcome that by, especially when you're able to have the 800 numbers roll out and phone banks and extensions, and at least you can start to track where things are coming from. But, you know, to your point. But with social media, that's a lot easier.
Yeah. Anything web-based, I think, is a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Which
is
nice.
Yeah.
That's one of the strengths that...
Well, you mentioned email marketing. You can see open rates.
Yeah.
And you can see, you know, and now with even A-B testing and things, yeah, like that, you know, you don't have to just make... Because making commercials is expensive. It can be. You know what,
yes,
I mean? So to if you got bank, and God bless you, you can go out there and make three, you know, honking commercials. But that's a large expense.
Right.
Whereas you can create a couple of test landing pages on the internet,
mm-hmm,
different messaging, and segment your folks out, your lists out, and test and see what works,
yeah,
and scale up the things I do. So it's a new world for marketers. So your program that you're talking about is coming up at the MSBDC. He's going to give people, a fresh look into those insights and how they can use them.
Exactly.
And make it easier on themselves.
Yeah. And it'll help give them direction, too. I mean, having that direction is going to really drive their success. And a lot of the organizations that come to the MSBDC, you do get a range. I mean, you get everything from that, yeah, I started my business last week. What can I do? To, oh, I've been around for 10 years and we're running this great nonprofit, but we need to, you know, sharpen our chops on these types of things. Hopefully, you know, people coming to the workshop will get a better sense of, one, what's out there, two, you know, the best practices, because those have evolved a lot. You know, I taught this class. I've been, you know, teaching this for a while now. You know, 7-8 years ago. You know, what I taught then and what I'm teaching now is vastly different because a lot of things have changed in that time. A lot of technologies have changed. You know, just this week with Google, you know, changing their algorithm for the mobile friendliness. If your website's not mobile friendly now, they're going to penalize you to a certain degree. And it's always changing. So it's time for an update. It's time to kind of update this talk and really kind of bear down on what's relevant here in 2015 on this front.
So if someone goes into the workshop, what are they gonna leave with?
Well, they're gonna leave, hopefully, if all goes well. I've actually been working on this all week, with a better sense of what their goals are. So hoping that to focus them on their goals, who their users are, really identifying what problems that they're trying to solve, and then take all of that and apply it to things like email marketing, to social media, to paid advertising, Google AdWords, and Outbrain, and content marketing, and things like that. And at the end of the talk, or the end of the workshop, hopefully it's not just me talking, because that would just be way too much. At the end, we're going to talk about an editorial calendar and putting that together, because all of this stuff can be so overwhelming to clients that you need to have a strategy and to kind of write it down, put it in paper or pen and paper or your laptop or whatever you have, and having a plan and putting that into action. It's not as daunting when you start looking at it that way. So hopefully anyone coming to the workshop will get a little bit of all of that and leave there feeling empowered and that, hey, I can do this. And that'll be a good feeling, I hope.
You know, with the editorial calendar, you mentioned that's a good tool as well, because it kind of takes the stress out of managing your campaign in many respects, because you see what you're trying to do over a period of time, be it 30 days, 60, 90. You at least say, oh, all right, so this is what I want to achieve, and that's why the metrics are important. In 90 days, I want to do this. And then you work backwards. What do I have to do each week in order to get there? And then you say, wow, this is 5 tweets here, 2 Facebook posts, a blog post, and then you start to look at all that, and I can write a little bit now, and you see where things are going, and you can plan that ahead of time.
Yes,
and allocate those resources. So listen, we got less than a minute left. So again, one more opportunity, Derek. Please tell us where they can learn more about the workshop.
Yes, you can learn more about the workshop. Go to tunnel7.com, and right on the homepage, there's a link to the class. There are still spaces available, so definitely, if you're interested, go ahead, and I hope to see you next week.
All right, Derek Allard from Tunnel 7, founder over there, and he's got a workshop coming up at the MSBDC. You're listening to The Engine on News Radio 560 WHYN. Derek, thank you for coming on, and we'll be right back.
Very good.